Blog Talk Radio.
It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. It's Air It Out Radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I see y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heck limit. She put in mad words. But she stay on a promo. Hating on us. Now that's the big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out listeners, y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers, we stay on some new shit, listen real close, kudos to the host, I propose a toast, the history, it's really about to happen, we really make moves, y'all stick to rapping, respect is in order, the border been crossed, got the UK spitting them long distance balls, we show love, and y'all show love back, 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max, we do that on a regular, shit don't change, every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane, help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio, what's going on, everybody? Welcome, welcome to an exclusive Air It Out Radio with me, of course, Fire Chick, Air It Out Finest, and my boy Reno Sinatra. You know, he'll be in a few minutes. But anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press in 1 if y'all want to talk to Reno or, you know, give some shout-outs to Reno. Make sure y'all hit him up on his Twitter and all that good stuff. I'll be posting that in a few. So if you want to know any more about Reno, make sure you stay tuned to the show. We're going to get all up in his business. We're going to get personal, find out what music he got going on. Yeah, he ready for that. He ready for that. He's probably smiling right now, talking about his stuffing. But anyway, so shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. Like I said before, hit up some lines, 347-677-1163. Press 1 if you want to talk. Y'all can Instagram me at FireChick, and that's FireChick, in case y'all don't know. Hit me up on Twitter, Air It Out Radio. Facebook me, Air It Out Radio. And I'm about to get my Instagram one. I thought I had my Instagram set up, but I didn't have it set up. So anyway, that's Fire Chick for right now. The Air It Out Radio Instagram is coming. Shout out to all the people that are going to be penning my Air It Out Radio Villa Tour October 6th. That is bananas. It'd be like 70 to 80 artists out there. So make sure you slide through. $5 to get in and perform and whatnot. And make sure that it's clean. We need clean material, all right? It's 500 cash. And all that good stuff. So make sure you come through and show some love. So without further ado, we're going to get into Reno. You know, because we don't got a lot of time. We got like a half an hour set with him. And we're going to get into a couple of his tracks. So we're going to get into Reno Sinatra and see what's popping with him. Reno, you there?
I'm here. What's up, boo-boo? How you doing?
What's up? What's up? How are you?
I'm great.
Hey, Fire! You know what? I finally get my exclusive with you and get the interview you deserve. So, you know,
and
yeah, you should be. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I should.
But you know,
you
I gotta make it up.
You bugger.
I gotta make it up some kind of way because you know I've been stalling with this whole stuffing situation. So you know,
you can't make it up. The stuffing is stuffing. I want my problem.
Stuffing is the stuffing, right?
I ain't mad at you.
We gonna get that stuff and popping eventually. You know what I mean? So
it's just too hot. Ingredients is in the market. You ain't in the kitchen.
It's too hot to cook. Yeah, like minor stuff, little simple stuff, nothing crazy, you know. So, Reno Sinatra, how did you get the name? Break that down.
Reno Sinatra. Well, I got the name because when I first started rapping, I had a bunch of rap names like every other artist. But my neighborhood started calling me, because my block is actually Reno Street in West Philly. West Philly stands up, man. We never sat down. I'm from the bottom, you know. I love the Mantua. We're from the capital city of West Philly, too. That's the bottom. Like, the bottom is a different breed of West Philly. I love my whole city, but we're a different breed. But I'm in my neighborhood. They say, they start calling me Rich Reno. And I just took it because it was catchy. But I didn't like it over the years because it was too, I didn't like it. And then I was freestyling up, where I was at? Up my friend's house, my brother Jamal. Shout out to Jamal, True Face Entertainment. And I was freestyling, and I said, I'm done with Reno, Nevada. Call me Reno Sinatra. And I just said it off the top of my head. I didn't even think about it. But we were recording the track, and I liked how it sounded. So I kept it, and the world loved it.
Okay, okay. So sometimes you shorten it to just Reno. Do you got any other aliases that you got?
Yeah, I'm the Crunch Time Captain. Mr. Make It Happen.
The Crunch Time Captain. Oh, my goodness.
No, you got to say it all. Mr. Make It Happen. I'm the Crunch Time Captain. Mr. Make It Happen. Shout out to the haters, the rats, and the traitors.
You know what? You couldn't come up with nothing shorter, though, right? You couldn't come up with nothing shorter. Neither.
They got to be life. Like, you can call me Rich, Rain, Eno, Mr. Sinatra. Right. But that's a whole nother thing. You got to call me Mr. Sinatra in a whole nother manner, you know?
Okay, okay. So if you wasn't rapping, you wasn't an artist, what would you be doing right now?
If I wasn't rapping, what would I be doing right now? I don't know, because I guess working. I start college again in October. So,
what
are
you going to school for?
I'm going to school for music and entrepreneurship. Like, my whole bloodline of males are all entrepreneurs. No one really works for a company. They have their own company. So it's in my bloodline to be an entrepreneur. So whatever it would have been, it would have been like my own business.
Okay. Yeah, always be independent if you can. Always be independent.
If you can.
If
but
you
like,
can,
I
yes.
Friend, I worked at Fresh Grocer. Shout out to Fresh Grocer on 40th Street. Yeah,
hey, that's a hookup right there.
Yeah,
ooh, that's a hookup.
Shout out to everybody down there. What's up, bro? I know you at work right now in dairy. Can't be a business. Cold in the refrigerator.
I will say they do have none of the best, you know, produces there. So, you know, they have a lot of stuff going on.
You know, that store do about $15,000 a day in yogurt.
And yogurt?
And yogurt.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yes. College kids want to stay healthy. The kick right now.
Right. Okay, so what's the worst thing that you would say is about being an artist?
The worst thing about being an artist? Wow, that's a deep question right there. It's unexpected, too, because we all think about the upside.
You always think
it.
About the good things, but what's the worst?
Yeah. The worst thing about being an artist is... The worst thing about being an artist is getting people to listen to you non-biasedly, because a lot of times they already have their favorite friend or their homie or family member. So if you walking up like, yeah, I'm an artist, woo, it cuts you right off and say, yeah, my cousin do so-and-so. But I wasn't telling you about your cousin. I was telling you about me. But when another artist come up to me, I give my undivided attention because I understand everybody's dream. So I guess the worst thing about being an artist is being hated on before you even given a chance.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Reno Sinatra.
Right. Okay. So we're going to get into one of your tracks. You know what I mean? We're going to try to squeeze them all in here in our session and whatnot. So what track we going to get into tonight? Number one.
The first track we're going to play I Shine, because the election coming up and everybody always got some hardcore street music. This song right here is for the people. It's a message behind it. And I want to let everybody know, man, that it's really up to you to make it, and you're not out here by yourself, man. Like, you look up to your, well, I'm a Christian, I'm not going to get all religious on y'all, but whatever God that you look up to, man, when you get into crunch time, not even when you get into crunch time, just always thank your higher power. But this song, it's just a real good message for the people, man. It's and an election coming up, so be aware
right.
of everything that's going on.
Okay. All right, that is Reno Sinatra.
Hey.
Hey. I'll shine on you.
Hiya, sex.
That's what I do. All around the production.
I was born in the ghetto with hoods, go hard and risk it. Statistics planning on me to be a statistic. World not ready, I'm young, black, and gifted. Black man on a mission, trying to beat him like Nixon. Hated by my own, that's probably why I was born Christian. Take youngins under my wing, hope they listen, so they don't get locked in a box. Three hot, same predicament, yeah, Obama in office, we still them same targets. Homie, raise the quota, so we gotta raise the margin. Martin and Malcolm, the movement, yeah, it already started. Time to catch up, cause we late, get back up, and this procession stacked back up, and it be a must to go harder than ever before. The world is mine, so I can mean it when I tell my kids the world is yours. Concert tours, hit the stage, the whole world applaud, and make a wish, baby girl, I'ma shoot dog. You know, we ain't wear like oxygen, baby.
That's what I do, baby.
I
breathe by sun.
You know, what's gonna stand up, baby?
It's
another day down.
But
we gon' make it out here. Look up for hope, man. Somebody got us all. I'm in it fully committed, truly authentic. I did it, the music I've been killing. Been scooped with no ceiling, a million the Lord willing. I take them all in shillings, a hustle turn it to billions on an impossible mission. Spending it without sinning, praying my soul's forgiven. Forgiving how I was living, living how I was forced. I was forced into a living, cooking work up in the kitchen. Them D's, I had to ditch them, charged for politicians. The charges, they wasn't sticking, earning my pocket pissing. The apple eating forbidden, the women, they can't resist them. A juice spark only blemish, the profit never diminished. Bro, man handle his business on your top, I'm so relentless. Listen, that pearl white horse from the dentist, no blemish. Gotta get it how I get it, and get it where I'm sitting. I sick need a prescription, but the med won't fix until them haters get the yuck out of here. Good riddance. Just look up, man.
Reno, you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay. So, now, what's going on with the CD and album that you got coming out? What's the title of it?
The Key to Ecstasy dropping next in the ISX camp.
The Key to Ecstasy?
Yeah, the Key to Ecstasy, man. We hitting y'all in the head with something crazy. We going totally motivational. Cody relationship. This album is crazy because I didn't have a chance to really write songs before, and now I'm writing songs like R&B songs. So the Key to Ecstasy, man. China Black, what's up, CB man?
CB man.
CD, man. Princess Diana, Sunflower with a new edition. Elsewhere, my cousin Young Jizzy. Shout out to Jizzy. Hold your head on State Road, my dude. Anything the art.
Now, is everybody that you name in a part of your squad right now?
Yes.
Okay. How many total are in there?
What, in this camp?
Yeah.
We're like 70.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's what's up. So, what would you say is the most, the place that you can write best the most? Because sometimes, like me, I can write good, you know, in my bed or whatever. Like, where is the best place that you can actually sit down and write it? Some people write good in their car. You know what I mean.
It's like, no, in an asylum, man. I know, in an asylum, in our studio, in ISX asylum.
Okay.
We got straight jacket bars. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
It's just comfortable. The environment is lovely.
Okay.
It seems like when I'm in here, like, I write some of my biggest hits. I feel like the Temptations. You know, we wrote some of my biggest hits. They come from the asylum. It's just comfortable.
All right. So as far as being an artist and everything, what separates you from the rest of everybody else?
I'm a lyricist, and I got my angel. Like, Ayayo. Shout out to Ayayo, man. Like, I be getting on my sister, like, hey, yo, that's my sister. Let y'all know, her name is Shine. Y'all can get at her on Facebook, Ajanae Paulin. She my friend. But she my greatest fan. And I remember I went away on hiatus, and when I came home, everybody out on my front, so, you know, everybody want to hear me rap again. So I'm rapping, and everybody loving it. So when I come in the house, she said, man, you trash to compare to what you used to be. She just broke my spirit, right? Yeah, but
right.
Then I came back with I Shine. That was the first thing I wrote after she told me that. I Shine. And that's a classic. Like, everybody loves that.
Yeah, you definitely got a good flow with that one. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm just a lyricist, and I want to write real good music. Like, there's so much street music out there that I ain't saying nothing wrong with it, because I came in that same lane. But if you notice, like, the Biggie era of street music to the street music now is a totally different genre of street music.
It's, right. Okay.
Biggie paid it more of a picture and gave you more colorful, vivid of, like, everything. And now when you get it, it's just about chicks, money, drugs, and cars. And he said the same thing, but it was how he presented it. So it comes off more ear-friendly. Nowadays, it's kind of more harsh. So I try to blend.
Right. So what's the craziest, stupidest rumor you ever heard about Reno?
The craziest, stupidest rumor I've heard about me?
Yes, as an artist.
Oh, yeah, listen. Oh, as a rapper? Like a rapper rumor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't have none. I guess I'm going to say
come
I was trash, but I never heard it, though. Like, listen, real rap, like, every time I rap, I'm not being, yeah. The craziest rumor I ever heard was, like, they thought I was the hottest person. But, like, I really can't say, like, nothing like that, though, because everybody liked me. It's not like, and it'd be people I don't know. So I really don't have, like, a rumor about me, per se.
Mm-hmm. We gotta get the callers to call up and throw some juice out there.
I'm a good dude.
Ain't nobody no juice? You're a good dude. Now, you are. You seem like a very good person, so, you know.
Yeah.
I will see that.
All I do is show love.
Yeah, you do. So we're going to get into another track, because, like I said, we're going to try to get in as much as we can.
As much as possible.
As much as possible. So what track we going to get into next?
The single off of Key to Ecstasy, Best Friends, AYO and the introduction. Shout out to AYO and me and CB on the whole track.
CB, man. All right, there it is.
CB, man.
I'll be your best friend. I'll be your best friend. Just call me when you need me. I'll hold you and control you. Sometimes you really need your best friend. I'll never let you fall when you're going through the storm. And be the first one you call your best friend. Always be there by your side when the others leave you lonely. I'll be there for the ride, your best friend. And I've been there from the start, even though I might get mad. You know you'll always be
my jack, I hit your jack and act like we tangle up. I was shy at first with affection, set my swag culture attention, and I understood your situation. Play my position, keep it on and low, and won't nobody know unless you tell them. Whatever you call them, boyfriend or your ex is gonna be jealous. Fireworks back in your life from my intimate connection, put the sparkle back in your eye, so we be friends forever. Whatever you going through, goofy, I wanna make it better. Place a smile up on your heart, and I catch you if you fall. If you're alone, I'll be your shadow. If you cry, I'll be your shoulder. If you need a hug, come here, goofy, you know I'm a hug.
I'll be your best friend, just call me when you need me. I'll hold you and console you for the times you really need me. Your best friend, I'll never let you fall when you're going through the storm. Make me the first when you call. Your best friend, always be there by your side when the others leave you lonely. I'll be there for the ride. Your best friend, and I've been there from the start. Even though I might get mad, you know you'll always be my heart. Your best friend.
I remember when you caught my eye. Ever since then you've been a hell of a guy. You still rise through it all. You the one I call when self-esteem breaks me down. You pick me up when I fall.
Yeah.
Talk about everything, nothing's a secret. Only the fact that we creep and tell your girl we just cousins, or I am your best friend. Always play my position. You complimented my swag. You said I'm what you missing. It ain't even about my dress sense. Call me your Dana Jolie. You are my swag pit. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, all loyalty is evident. My number one fan from the start. You are the first to applaud. I thank God he kept the key to my heart.
I'll be your best friend. Just call me when you need me. I'll hold you and console you for the times you really need. Your best friend, I'll never let you fall when you're going through the storm. Make me the first when you call. Your best friend, always be there by your side when the others leave you lonely. I'll be there for the ride. Your best friend, and I've been there from the start. Even though I might get mad, you know you'll always be my heart. Your best friend.
The longest.
It's about who came and never left your side or stayed the strongest.
A good friend to lend the air for you to tell your problems to.
The difference is that best friend to go through the problems right with you.
The bond we have will never die.
It just gets stronger with time.
A real friend is so hard to find.
And more difficult to leave.
Impossible to forget.
Ain't you glad you met me? I don't know what's tighter, booty, I've been shit for them jeans.
Air It Out Radio, it's that Trick Flyer. What's going on? What's going on? We back again. We back again with my boy Reno. What's up, Reno?
Hey.
You like, hey. You know what you are.
Yeah,
all right, so
you,
I'm good. Now, I know you do a lot of positive things. You know what I mean? You had the tour and everything. Explain to everybody what else you do, because you're just not a rapper or artist. You do a lot of positive movements, too.
Yeah, I'm with everything, man. All you gotta do is just call me if you need me. But what do I do? I just help everybody. Like I was with Dinesha from Healing Hearts from Mount Retton when she was doing her movement with Sneakerzilla, Cynthia Jenkins, with Artists Against Violence. Early in the summertime, like June, and then before that, it was just me on my own, just helping the community. Oh, shout out to Arson, because Arson has this bottom recreational center movement going on, and I was out there with him, and I went and grabbed some flyers. I just gave them out myself. So shout out to Arson. That's really it, though.
Okay.
Like, if you really just need me, just reach me. Just reach out to me, and I'm definitely gonna get back to you.
There
I ain't that person, but if I can do it, I got you.
So what's your opinion about the whole Philly situation? Do you feel, you talked about this on my show the other day, about artists paying to be in certain venues. And do you feel like you should have to pay to or sell tickets, or do you think that they should be free to the artist? To the artist?
Maybe. Listen, I'm glad you asked me this question. Okay, listen. This is a real good, yo, for real. It depends who the person is. If the person is really for the artist, of course you should pay. But if the person's for their own bread and their own personal gain just to get money off of people's dreams? No, you shouldn't. So it's a 50-50 coin, but on some particular people, I wouldn't go to. But, like, not saying because you got me on the show and all that, but, like, case in point, when I first got into this music business, all crazy hype, right? When I first got into this music business, and I wanted to just go hard real fast, I reached out to you. And ever since then, it was easy to just go places and I had places to do shows. Now, before you, the people who was coming at me, they wasn't for my dream. They were just for their personal gain. So that's why I didn't deal with them. But artists should pay and sell tickets because, number one, it's a hustle all the way around the board. If your friends love you, they're going to pay to support you because to rent these buildings isn't cheap. I rented buildings myself. It's not cheap. And I love my dream also. Now, we all want to chip in and get this building and all want to chip in to the DJ. I want to chip in for all these other things and the flyers and so forth and so on. Yeah, it can be for free. But how about you call me and say, let's do something before you say I shouldn't? You know?
Right. Absolutely. I mean, I totally agree with you. I think that it should, you know, you should particularly look at some of the way they're doing stuff, too. Because
hey, the boss, Kevin.
Yeah, not everybody is in it for your best interest. You know what I mean? In so many words. There you go.
Right.
So, I'm glad you answered that, too, because we talked about that, you know, as well. Now, tomorrow my topic is as far as what do you think about people posting stuff on other people's page? Like, do you think that they should get permission from you? Or they, since it's a public page, you should be able to post whatever you want?
Period. What? Don't post nothing on nobody's page if it's trash. Real rap. Matter of fact, yo, stop posting stuff on my page. If it's trash, okay? I've been feeling like this for a long time. You know if you trash. I don't want your friends to like you. I want 10 people you don't know to say they like you. And if you get 5 of them, you can post it on my page. But if you get 4 of them, don't post it on my page because it's trash. Now, that's just my page. But if it's a public page and you already got it public, you might as well just deal with what comes with it because you had the option in the beginning to choose how you wanted it. So
and I think you can still, you can still change it now, even if so. But you know, so that's everybody's opinion. You know, I just wanted to hear what you had to say. So exactly, tell everybody all your info where they can reach you, all that good stuff.
Reno.Sinatra@gmail.com. Reno Sinatra, Facebook. Reno Sinatra 1 at Twitter. Just get at me though. It's easy. It's not even hard. I help you write a song, compose a song. CB man.
CB man. Okay, you got anything else you want to throw out there before we get out with you?
Yeah, be on the lookout for The Key to Ecstasy, which should be dropping real soon. Reno Sinatra, my debut street mixtape, Ready Before I Was Born. China Black, The Price of Tea in China, that's going to drop. Shout out to Tenemore, Hollow Man, Wally, AWOL, my Jet Plane Boys, Grind, everybody, man, Sandman, Shell. I know all of y'all, all my niggas, like for real. Like, we'll be here all day. Like,
all
for real.
All of them.
Yeah, like, all y'all.
Right. Well, I definitely appreciate you coming through. You know, exclusive with Reno Sinatra. Make sure y'all hit him up on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and all that. And I'll post the interview. You can link it around and show it around and whatnot. So,
one more thing.
Check
out that Philadelphia YouTube video, man. Reno Sinatra Philly. Just type it in, man. I really make the city look good, man. It's a good video. Shout out to Yankee Soda, man. Hit me up, too, because I know you're listening.
All right, there it is. All right, Reno. Thank you, babe.
All right, boo-boo. Thanks.
Okay.
Shout out to Fire Chick. Air It Out Radio. It's all love.
All right. Air It Out Radio. It's at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up Mondays, 10 to 1, 347-677-1163. Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio. Instagram me at Fire Chick. Shout out to Reno and all his callers that was tuning in and listening so far and everybody that's hitting us up on Twitter and all that good stuff. Make sure y'all check him out. I'll post the video up a little bit later as I did earlier. And thank y'all for tuning in. Air It Out Radio.